For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
We have a message from a listener by the name of Shauna who says that the trash talking about the girls and the nonstop negative commentary during the games, along with the behind-the-scenes phone calls and the texts about each other and who shouldn't be on the team, is exactly why Shauna doesn't want her 15-year-old daughter playing sports. But she already is. Maybe some of you listening can absolutely relate to this because some parents take it more seriously than others, and that includes their kids who are actually playing. They take it to heart. She wrote in over the weekend and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Love you guys in the AM. Let me preface this message by saying, for context, I did not grow up playing youth sports, as we did not have the means to. That being said, when my daughter started club volleyball at 12, she was put on a high-level team. We didn't know anything about volleyball at the time. So we just said, okay. But I was shocked to find how vicious the parents were. The trash talking about the girls, the nonstop negative commentary during their games became too much. There's so many behind the back phone calls and text about who shouldn't be on the team, etc. She is now 15, and it is the same every single year, maybe getting worse as they get older. So this year, I'm not sure I even want her playing. I hate some of the other moms of these young girls. They're beyond catty. Volleyball isn't really a sport where you can sit far away and still be able to watch the game. I'm finding myself feel an immense amount of dread going to each and every tournament, and it's sad, but I actually have to wonder if she will be the source of that night's secret hate text by other parents. It is to the point where I just want to drop her off and pick her up after the game. For me, I just care if the girls have fun and are getting along. I don't really care if we win or if they lose. This is high school volleyball. It's really not that serious. I want to support her, but I just feel so much anxiety each game. Sometimes I wish she would just quit. Does anyone else feel this? Also, tips on drowning out the negativity would be helpful. I know the logical thing is to ignore, but it's so much harder to do that. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. This is so classic.
Growing up playing soccer, I used to experience this when travel soccer during tournaments. Parents were like,
yeah,
especially if you go out of town and they get drunk, they were nasty.
I remember when I was
aggressive.
Like literally in the sixth grade, I must have been like
11 or 12 years old. And my dad went to go sign me up for softball. And the guy, like, doing the signups looked at me, looked at my dad, and was like, it's too late. Should have started earlier. She's no shot.
Oh, really?
It's too late. It's too late for her. She should have started at 6.
What do they want to have?
Her softball career's in the toilet. It's like,
right. That's the mentality here, is that everyone that goes into sports at a young age is supposed to make a career out of it. They're supposed to get a full ride.
Too late at 12 is crazy. Diabolical.
Yeah, this guy took it serious.
Yeah, no.
585-252-9800. Would love your thoughts on this. We got a ton of parents that listen, a ton of parents where their kids play youth sports. Intern Joe, you've been... What did you play?
I played football for 16 years. So we had parents like this.
Beast!
We could hear them yelling at the coaches, yelling at their sons, yelling at other people's sons, yelling at each other.
It gives me the ick. It's so embarrassing.
From the field of play. Oh, in the middle of the play, we could hear...
Yeah.
I mean, there was this one dad. His name was Bill.
Oh, he's calling people out. Great.
Bill got himself banned from my high school's football games.
Yeah, because Bill's a loser. Yeah.
But, like, Bill would yell at his son, and he would yell at other people on the team, and we could hear him during the play. Like, you're trying to make a tackle, and you hear Bill yelling, he's on the other side of the field. No, he's not. I'm tackling the guy with the ball.
He's got his flask open.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
Very relatable topic, because whether you're a parent or you've been a player on the field, you've witnessed this. You've seen it. Katie says, yeah, you're not alone. My 9-year-old played a recreational non-competitive flag football team through a church last fall, and there was an incident with a mom that still enrages me today. She tried getting another kid kicked off the team to give her son more playing time, accused him of using racial slurs against the other kid. She's a disgusting parent. Some people need to just chill out. What? My God.
It's not that deep. Honestly, like, it's giving that these parents never made it in their sport of choice. They never were good enough. They got cut. And now they're using their own children as prodigies to lift up whatever weird sport social agenda they may have. And it's just, ugh, God, I'm grossed out.
Yeah, it's almost Bill's always the ones
that... jacket that his friend let him borrow that one time. It's yeah. Like...
I love so the older weird. Dudes that still wear the Letterman jacket.
Like, you're 70.
I told you, right? My 43-year-old buddy that lives out on the other side of the country has still all of his accolades and high school football trophies in his bedroom. He thinks it's a conversation starter for when women come over. I'm like, dude, it's not.
The conversation to be had is, where's the front door?
Me displaying all my paper plate awards is crazy.
Good morning, guys. The only real advice I have for this is putting your kid in an individual sport. My daughter had to deal with this time and time again with other kids and parents, and it was simply too much drama. Now my daughter golfs and loves it. Yeah, the individual sport. Son, I know you're a star of the football team. From now on, you fish. Okay, great, Dad.
Okay.
Let's go over to Andrea Wayne in this morning. What's up, Andrea? I had to quit little girl soccer because of this. The coach's daughter and one other girl were the only ones that ever got any coaching. But the final straw was when they benched my daughter for the whole game. And when I asked why, the coach told me it was because we were 5 minutes late to practice. Turns out, it was another mom on the team who didn't like me, so to get back at me, she had to punish my daughter by making sure she didn't get playing time.
It's so political. Oh, okay. So stupid.
It's all politics.
Yeah. Whose dad knows whose dad and whose mom knows whose dad? It's just dumb.
Yeah. My father's been a coach for soccer in the community for over 30 years, and the stories he has year after year after year and dealing with some of these parents are wild. Mark says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Unfortunately, there's always seems to be those parents who think their kids are going to make it to a professional sports team. And they are often the ones who think their kid should have all the playing time. But the only thing you can do is distance yourself from it, go to the games, don't get caught up in the drama. Yeah, because, you know, if your kid is playing, they do. They want mom or dad or whoever they're watching them. That's going to be tough if you just say, okay, I'm dropping you off. See ya. I don't want to deal with the drama. Call me when the game's over. It's a bad look. Right?
Yeah. I mean, as a parent? It's kind of a bad look as a parent, but like...
Protect your own mental health.
I never cared if my parents were there. Like, I would always just try to focus on what I was doing. And if mom, dad, grandma, grandpa at the end of the day were there to pick me up, I was cool. Did you see the game? No? All right.
Oh,
move
yeah.
On.
See, that's where
it's
we were.
The parents that go to practice that kill me.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that bring the lawn chair?
Do something.
They post
do
up.
Literally anything.
I remember those parents. Oh, my God. They bring a generator, little picket fence. They just sit there the whole practice. You got nowhere to be? Go to, like, you know, go hang out at AutoZone. This person says, you don't need to pull your kids out of sports. You need to pull yourself out of sports. If your daughter is enjoying it, then teach her to have thick skin. And it doesn't sound like she's having trouble with it. It sounds like you are. And you may have to learn how to handle your own anxiety. There you have it.
Fair enough.
But pulling her out of sports because of what you're dealing with, I don't know if that's the right answer.
It might be, I mean, I don't know if it's a club team, you might be able to just find a different team where you don't have that history of drama with.
And we're talking high school.
Yeah.
So if she wants to play, this is what you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
But man, what school is this? Because they take it seriously.
This is every school ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So annoying.
You're just going to have to distance yourself. But this is like this person was saying, it's every parent that takes this extremely seriously and they want the best for their kids. I mean, but the text messages and talking trash behind these 15-year-old backs, for what? Where is this getting you?
Nowhere. End of
it's
the day,
a self-fulfilling prophecy, so.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, Shauna, for the parental confidential message this morning. I'm glad we got a chance to get around to it. If you guys do want to message the show, you can hit us up on our Facebook page at 98PXY. We're going to take a quick break.
A couple weeks ago, a lot of people out in Buffalo were very excited while hundreds of people gathered outside the new Highmark Stadium. Final structure beam was raised. They were playing Shout, the Buffalo Bills song, all of the things. Terry Pegula, Governor Kathy Hochul, and other elected leaders thanked hundreds of construction workers for making this future home a reality. A lot of people are very excited for this new era of the Bills Stadium and what's all to come with that. It's going to be...
fresh start.
It's going to be huge. Construction passed the halfway mark after crews began back in 2023, back in June, for this $2.1 billion project. Taxpayers are footing the bill of $850 million of that project. But listen, a lot of people are excited for the 60,000-seat state-of-the-art facility with a 360-degree canopy covering 65% of seats, a heated concourse, and the world's largest snowmelt system as well. So no worries there. Got to get everything all set and ready to go. You know how unpredictable the weather can be out in Buffalo and just Western New York as a whole. So that final beam went up, and they're just going to keep trucking along. The stadium is on track to open in time for the 2026-2027 NFL football season, and really going to set the Bills up for
success.
Some big wins, hopefully some Super Bowl championships, but one can only hope.
You know, a lot of fans were complaining that this foam didn't have a retractable roof, but it's part of the Buffalo Bills experience. When you go to the game and there's 10 feet of snow that you are in charge of shoveling off of your own seat, that's part of it.
Yeah, so I sympathize with the people who wanted a retractable dome because the way I see it, you leave it open all the time. But if you want to be able to host a Super Bowl, you can close it.
No, I was thinking that
if you want to have concerts in like
anytime,
rainy weather, yeah.
They would never host a Super Bowl in Buffalo.
They would,
but if there was a roof,
I don't think so.
At a brand new state of the art facility, they probably would if there was a roof.
I don't think there's enough in that city for them to do, to bring all those people in.
Aside from like looking into it, because I looked into it for a long while.
Yeah.
I debated this with many people. aside from not having a stadium that meets the qualifications, Buffalo meets most of the other requirements for hosting a Super Bowl.
As in?
They've got the hotel capacity. They've got enough
chosen
local
hospitality
things.
Yeah, no. And they, I mean, Canada, like, is right there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, a lot of people who are all across the country have maybe never had the opportunity to visit Canada, Niagara Falls, Toronto, whatever the case may be.
It would, I mean, don't get me wrong, it would be extremely exciting. I mean,
it's not happening because the roof's not.
It's not going to happen. Right. But I'm impressed. That stadium is going to be absolutely top notch, beautiful. Coming up on the show, it was brought to my attention last week that someone wanted to post my photo to get some information on me on everyone's favorite Facebook page. Are we dating the same guy? Well, I have a lot to say about that, and I can't wait for you to hear all of it. It's coming up next on PXY.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, thanks for tuning in this morning. It's the start of a brand new week. We hope everyone had a great Easter yesterday. Let's talk about the Facebook page. Are we dating the same guy for a minute?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we are no stranger to it. We've talked about it in the past.
That's right.
Numerous times I was on it.
Last year, we kind of put this page on blast, and for good reason, both men and women were upset on how this platform was being used. Well, Thursday, my phone starts blowing up, with friends sending me a screenshot of a picture of me on Are We Dating the Same Guy? And the title is, Anyone Have Any Tea? Referring to me. So whoever the anonymous person is that posted it was looking for information on me. Mm-hmm. And you may think it's innocent, and you may think you're just looking for some outside perspective, but the only thing you're doing by putting someone up there is shaming them.
Yeah.
That's it. So needless to say, I was pissed. And then that was followed with crippling anxiety, because no guy wants to have his face on this page. For
no
one,
girl wants to have her face on this page.
Right.
Don't worry, I was there too.
For one, there's 42,000 people that follow this page. Mm-hmm. So the anonymous person posting was just interested in seeing if I was a bad egg. Not sure who it was, but I could probably take a guess. Mm-hmm. Also, yes, if you want to post a photo of me, no problem. But crop my girl Breezy out of it. She's got nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? So the picture of me was up for 1 hour. I get on the phone with Breezy.
Yeah.
She knows. She talked me off a ledge, because I'm like, what's going on right now? You know?
And I was also getting people were sending it to me as well, because they're like, why are you on this with me? Like, what is going on? And I am a part of the page because we've done things about it in the past. And the person, whoever posted it, must have blocked me from seeing it, because I did not have access to said post.
They blocked Breezy.
It was kind of nutty.
So for 20 plus minutes, I'm on the phone with Breezy. She knows.
I'm in Canada.
She's in Canada. She's upset for me. But for a lot of my female friends who follow the page told me, listen, nothing bad or negative was said about you. People know, you know, they knew who I was. And some people laugh because they know me personally, or they know that we put this page on blast last year.
Yeah.
Also, to a majority of the people who had a lot of nice things to say about me, who I don't know or have never met, I just want to say, you know, thank you.
Sure.
It didn't go unnoticed. I do appreciate it. But some of the women who post on this page are using it for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
The first thing that came to my mind when someone sent me that screenshot of my photo was, who's trying to derail my career?
Right.
And look, I'll be the first one to say, it cannot be easy being a single female trying to date in this city, or anywhere else for that matter. I get that. I'm on your side. There's a lot of creeps in this city. A handful of them have called up. They've been on our show. You hear some of the callers that have called in.
Right.
Yeah.
This page, Are We Dating the Same Guy, is a great resource if you've been abused, mistreated, raped. Yes, by all means, put these guys on blast.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for one another. And I think those are the type of men that should be posted on this page. But some of you are using it to try and derail someone's career, drag their name through the mud, because they didn't want to split half the bill with you at dinner.
Yeah.
Or the date was just boring and sucked in general, or you just wanted information on someone like myself, but right. It doesn't give you the right.
It was wild. Like, I obviously am an extension of you. You are an extension of me. We are a team. My photo was, we were at my mom's 60th. Like, it was crazy, right? And like, for whatever reason, I couldn't see the post, but I did have people sending me the screenshot along with updates of what people were saying. We're live on the phone together. I'm roaming, you know, in a different country.
It was very dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
And
look, I understand that my entire life is on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the spotlight a lot. Both of us are. And I get that. This is the career I chose for myself. But the very little privacy I do have, I hold very close to my heart. There are certain aspects of my life where it's nobody else's business, what I'm doing, where I'm at, who I'm with. So the person who decided this was an innocent post to put me on blast, I need you to know that it gave me crippling anxiety.
Yeah.
Because now people automatically assume I did something wrong, which I didn't.
Yeah.
You think my sister-in-laws wanted their phones blowing up at work, asking what's going on? Why is your brother-in-law on this page?
Right.
You think I want 65 screenshots blowing up my inbox all at once?
Right.
And not to mention, I've dated a couple of really great women in this city who are beautiful inside and out. And for whatever reason, just didn't work out. That's fine. But how do you think that would make them feel to see right. me up there? Because yeah. that was my concern. How are they going to feel?
Yeah.
And if there's anything about me that I know to be true, it's what you see is what you get. And I don't owe a single person an explanation, because people constantly think I need to explain myself and my status to them. And I don't.
No.
I don't. Who are you dating? Who are you talking to? Why are you single? Why aren't you married by now? I don't owe anyone an explanation, because it's none of your damn business.
Yeah.
So for those of you who have to deal with the same type of conversation, especially with people you don't know, stop doing it. You don't owe them anything. Don't entertain them. And the people who have a problem with your lifestyle and what you're doing are the ones who are envious. The people who constantly question my lifestyle and the life I chose for myself and have an issue with it and what I'm doing, those people are typically divorced. They're in failing unhappy marriages, or they're just haters.
Yeah.
Don't listen to these people. Just continue to be a good person, live your life the way you want to live it on your terms. They don't matter. So if you ladies want to continue to use this page, which some of you will be, by all means, have at it. But do it for the right reasons. Don't do it because some guy, don't do it because some guy you're trying to get back at, you know, because they didn't choose you.
Right.
Relational attacks and trying to destroy reputation, I mean, that is some serious social aggression.
Those are serious accusations. And I mean, there wasn't accusations, but I mean, just them putting you on a page is enough accusation to make other people who have seen so many pages and pictures before you to know
what's
to come with that.
Correct.
And I think, honestly, like, I know it was jarring and embarrassing and weird and like so many feelings and emotions for you, but how embarrassing for that person who couldn't say it with their whole chest, who had to do it anonymously and had to take it down an hour later because they look so dumb, because everything that was being said about you underneath that post was nothing but positivity and from people who may know you personally or not at all. You know what I mean? And these people are like, Moose from the radio? Like, how weird of you to post this guy who you may or may not have actual personal relations with, like... Is this a clout thing? Is this you just like have a crush on me? What is this? You know what I mean?
I feel bad for a lot of the men who have done nothing wrong, who have been put on blast on there, because there's no coming back from that. Now there's a page, are we dating the same women? And from what I saw over the weekend, a few women in this city made their big debut. Doesn't look pretty.
Yeah.
But I appreciate all the love, especially, like I said, from people I don't even know. And I'll leave it with this. Like I said, what I do know strongly about myself to be true is what you see is what you get. And to the people in my life that are the closest to me, like friends and family, these are the people that know my true character.
Yeah.
And the type of parents that have raised me and the friends that I have is one of the biggest blessings in my life. Anything else that comes from somebody else or outside noise that may be false, It doesn't matter.
It's just that. It's
it
noise.
Simply doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you being on the phone with me on Thursday because I was really upset.
Yeah.
Because the people that post, like I said, think it may be innocent. You're just trying to get some outside information. But the only thing you're doing by putting someone up there is shaming them. If they mistreated you, like I said, abused you in any way, put them on blast. But don't do it because you want outside perspective on someone like me, where a majority of people don't even know me personally.
And you know in your heart and soul that you're a good person. And you know in your heart and soul that I have your back. And if I did have access to that post, oh, it would have been all over. I would have, you know what I mean? Like, you know I don't hold back here, right, there, anywhere. So I would have definitely gone and defended Your Honor. Didn't have the chance to because I was blocked. But it's just, it's icky. I'll get to one text before we wrap this up. This person says, I absolutely hate that page. If you've got something to say, say it with your whole chest. I watched a man that I know for over 20 years be completely eviscerated and burned by an ex that represented a lot of details of toxicity throughout their breakup and what happened over the last 11 years on that page. I was a witness to the breakup and stuck with him anonymously with receipts and ended up blocking the page because it didn't make any sense and what they were saying was completely false. It ruins people's reputation, future relationships, and any job opportunity to come.
And I'll leave it with this. It's easy to hide behind a screen and talk. But there's always repercussions for your actions.
Yeah.
And it may be somebody that, you know, you don't even know.
Right.
Like myself and my sister-in-laws and the people that are closest to me that it doesn't matter. They don't want to see this. So if you're going to post on it, do it for the right reasons. And that's all I have to say about that. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.